Introduction. As I recall, this collection of essays and snippets is not a formal autobiography or a detailed full-length memoir. Each entry is simply a collection of individual and often unrelated puffs of memory from the past, written as recalled. Because they were written at different times, and few readers will find themselves unable to put the book down before finishing it, there is occasional repetition of some material from one chapter to another to make each a standalone read. Moreover, I do not represent what's here to be the truth. There are no known and deliberate lies. But even our most well-intentioned memories are unreliable, especially those going back a half century or more. Memories add, as well as lose, details. What are believed to be recollections of events may be built in fact from recollections of newspaper clippings, often told stories, photographs, or home movies. My mother, Edna, and her sister, Josephine, Auntie Jo, had very different, though precise, recollections of their father's immigration from Germany as a young boy. Similarly, if you participated in, or heard about, some of the things described here, you too may have a recollection different from mine. While many of the entries involve identified years, presented in a loose and overlapping chronological order, that is most often not my focus or intention. They may be focused on educational policy, experimental schools, or the impact of war on children. World War II. Brown Street, originally titled Lawnmowing for a Writing Exercise in a 1997 essay writing class, describes life in the Great Depression, among other things. In the case of Good Fortune and Serendipity, the focus is on my acknowledgement of the role of others, fortuitous timing, and plain dumb luck from the time of my birth to my last years. The first chapter following this introduction, In the Beginning, starts with the beginning of the universe, a nod of acknowledgement and thanks for the miracle of life on an earth warmed by a furnace 93 million miles away. The next, Predecessors, fast forwards through the lives of my immigrant ancestors. The first full section, Childhood and High School, Iowa City, 1934 to 1952, includes some memories from perhaps age 2 or 3 through high school graduation. My earliest memories of Iowa City in the chapters Mom and Dad, Early Memories, Brown Street, World War II, and Experimental Schools. They include participation in the Iowa Child Welfare Research Station programs for 2, 3 and 4-year-old children and enrollment in the university elementary and high school beginning with kindergarten in the fall of 1939. The move from Brown Street to Melrose Court was almost immediately followed with the entry of America into World War II and its impact on the young neighborhood boys and girls who were my playmates. The second section, Family and College, Texas, 1952 to 1959, covers the years of marriage to Karen Chapman, University of Texas, Austin as undergraduate and law student, birth of our first child, Julie, and first job, as law clerk to U.S. Court of Appeals, Fifth Circuit, Judge John R. Brown in Houston. The third section, Young Professional, Washington, 1959 to 1973, starts in Washington as law clerk to U.S. Supreme Court Justice Hugo L. Black and ends in Washington with my term as Commissioner, Federal Communications Commission. It includes the birth of Sherman, 1961, and Gregory, 1964, teaching at the University of California Law School, Bald Hall, in Berkeley, 1960-63. The year at Covington and Burling in Washington, 1963-64. Followed by the first two presidential appointments, Maritime Administrator, 1964-1966, and FCC Commissioner, 1966-1973. The fourth section, The Years Between, Washington, 1974-1979, aside from the birth of my son, Alexander, marked the end of my ever upward career. It began with a devastating divorce when Karen chose another partner, the end of a 7-year term as FCC Commissioner, and with it my 15 minutes of fame. A failed effort at congressional politics with a narrow loss in Iowa's 3rd District 1974 Democratic Party primary, cancellation of a book contract, and ultimate closing of the National Citizens Committee for Broadcasting. The fifth section, Home Alone, Iowa City, 1980-1989, Mark another 10 years as a bachelor, a return to Iowa City with my son, Gregory, and to teaching a semester as distinguished visiting professor, University of Wisconsin, Madison, University of Iowa, College of Law and Department of Communication Studies. There was time with my mother and my son, public lecturing, a column and public radio commentaries, hosting a TV series on PBS stations, and wondering what I would do with the rest of my life. The final section, Life with Mary, Iowa City, 1989 Until Death Do Us Part, begins with Lost and Found in 1989, the loss of my mother and the find that was Mary. Mary and I were married in 1991. The law school teaching continued until 2014. There was some foreign travel for the State Department, and our return to the family home on Melrose Court that I had left in 1952, giving rise in 2006 to the name of my blog, Fromed to Iowa, and the realization entitling this book that, yes, you can go home again. Welcome to my life. Enjoy. Nicholas Johnson, Iowa City, 2018.